The Watcher on the Tor. Sit in a comfortable position, relax and quiet your mind. Take some deep breaths and imagine you are breathing in a beautiful silvery light like the far distant stars. Now let yourself float in this light, which becomes like a silver mist swirling all around you. When the mist lifts, you are standing on the edge of time's spiral, ready to enter into the mysteries of the Star Temple of Avalon. It is just after sunset, and you are at the foot of Glastonbury Tor in the Vale of the Red and White Springs. Their waters intertwine and mingle as they flow down through the green vale, the only sound that breaks the evening silence. Begin walking along the lane that leads to the Tor itself. The path slopes gently upward, shadowed by dark silhouettes of trees and their tracery of boughs in early springtime leaf. Cross a wooden stile and enter a broad sloping meadow open to the sky. By the sun's afterglow, you can see the dark shape of the Tor as it rises before you, steeply rising from the lowlands of the summer country. On top is the silhouette of the ruined tower of St. Michael, like a solitary pointing finger. Above the tower shines the seven stars of the Great Bear in their slow, majestic march around the pole. A narrow thread of a path now gleams whitely before you, and you start to climb the Tor. Before long, you see a large reddish sandstone rock on the left of the path. This is the living rock. Touch it, and as you do so, you may feel it tingle slightly, like electricity. And now the landscape around you becomes dreamlike, almost transparent, as if you have walked through a veil. And you feel transparent too, yet filled with an energy that flows through your body like a silver stream, as if starlight is running in your veins. The white path glimmers like spider silk, and you see that it winds around the hill in a sunwise direction as a luminous spiral of seven circuits. Follow the silvery thread seven times around the Tor to the summit of the hill. At each turn of the spiral, the path becomes narrower and steeper, and a steady wind begins to blow in your face, forcing you to slow your pace. It becomes very dark, and yet whenever it seems you might lose your footing and slip off the perilously sheer slope, a faint light appears ahead of you, enough to show you where to safely place your foot. And sometimes you catch a glimpse of this light bearer as a tall, cowled figure carrying a lantern. He is one of the watchers of Avalon, the ancient guardians of this place. At last, you find yourself standing on top of the Tor in a high wind. Above you, the black shape of the ruined tower rises in solitary splendor against the sky, which is now a deep and luminous violet blue, a fathomless sea of space wherein a million stars and planets hang like lamps. Among them, you can make out the wide band of the 12 sparkling constellations that comprise the zodiac, figures of giants, gods, and animals, all dancing in a ring, rising up into the heights of the heavens and dipping below the horizon. One constellation in particular glows with dazzling brilliance right above the tower itself. You see by the pattern of its seven living gems of star fire that it is Ursa Major, the Great Bear, that circles around a shining orb of pure celestial light, Polaris, the pole star, the gate of heaven. And as you watch, an iridescent ray of pulsating light shines out from each of the seven stars to surround the Tor with a glorious many-hued rainbow. As the arch of the heavens opens, a gigantic figure ablaze with light appears. He reaches up to the heavens above the tower and grasps the North Star. It becomes a mighty starry sword of light with a hilt and blade of dazzling shafts of laser beams of limitless, unbounded life force. And from the tip of the sword comes forth a spiral of starlight like a white serpent, swirling at a dizzying speed through space towards you. And the starfire streams down like silver rain towards Earth. Within its radiance, the tower no longer appears as a ruin, but a shimmering tower of starlight with all the colours of the rainbow sparkling like diamonds. It has resumed its true form on the inner levels as Kaer Widir, the Crystal Tower, one of the four great watchtowers of Logres, where the guardians of these isles keep their eternal vigil against the dark. The light is so bright that it shines like a beacon over the Tor and illumines the landscape below. And as you look down on the countryside, a glowing zodiac of starry figures slowly emerges out of the fields and meadows all around, as if drawn in white fire across the land, a mirror of the constellations above. The sword of light also gently touches your upturned brow. At first it feels like you've been brushed by an eagle feather. A strong current of stellar energy spirals down through your spine, and you are filled with an inner radiance. Breathe this luminescence into every pore of your being and open yourself to the divine light of wisdom which floods your body in wave after wave of bliss. And you raise your eyes to the Great One, the cosmic Star Father in the heavens above. Eternities seem to pass as you gaze into those eyes, oceans of unutterable depths, radiating eternal truths. Each one of the cells of your body is filled to the brim with the heavenly light, and your entire being is suffused with the inner knowledge about many things in life and death that previously have been concealed. And this engenders within you a deep and abiding sense of inner peace. For now you understand that despite appearances in the worlds below, all is well. After a while, the light begins to fade, although the experience is indelibly emblazoned within your deepest self. You are standing alone on the dark and windy hill. A soft light appears out of the night, and you catch a brief glimpse of the cowled figure who, with his lantern held high, leads you wordlessly to the head of the spiral maze that glimmers faintly below you. He stays with you until you've reached the living rock. Then you slip through the invisible gateway and retrace your steps across the field, returning to the soft green vale where you can hear the bubbling waters of the red and white springs. When you reach level ground, you find yourself back in your body, in your room, in present time, with full remembrance of all that took place here. when you are ready, open your eyes and come back to present time and space.